President Joe Biden is on the stump, this time with a speech at the Port of Baltimore, where he touted the recently passed bipartisan infrastructure package, the $1 trillion Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act.
Infrastructure week has finally arrived. How many times you hear over the last 5 years, infrastructure week is coming?
Friday's House passage of the bill has not pleased many Republicans. Former President Donald Trump has blasted the Republican lawmakers who voted for it and criticized Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell for not passing Trump's own infrastructure bill when he was president. But Biden still has work ahead passing his other big bill, the even larger Build Back Better Act, with his social and climate priorities. Republicans are saying the administration should deal with inflation and supply chain problems and cannot afford another big spending bill. Biden recognizes the problem.
And today I'm here to talk about one of the most pressing economic concerns of the American people, and it's real, and that is getting prices down, number one. Number two, making sure our stores are fully stocked. And number three, getting a lot of people back to work while tracking and tackling these two above challenges I mentioned.
Republicans are weaponizing the inflation and supply chain issues ahead of the upcoming midterm congressional elections. At least one Republican lawmaker has boasted that when Trump was president, people got their Christmas presents on time. But much of the problem stems from disruptions to the international supply chains because of the global pandemic. Biden says that makes us reliant on what happens in the rest of the world.
COVID-19 has stretched global supply chains like never before. And suddenly, when you go to order a pair of sneakers or a bicycle or Christmas presents for the family, you're met with higher prices and long delays, or they say they just don't have any at all. The reason for that last year has a lot to do with most companies make their product, how they make their products today. In simple terms, supply chain is just the journey that a product takes to get to your doorstep. Raw materials, plus labor, assembly, shipping, everything it takes to create the finished product. These supply chains are complex.
Republicans say the Build Back Better Act would hurt the economy. A new economic report says the cost of consumer goods has shot up 6% in October compared to last year, although 2020 was a pretty strange year. But Biden has experts on his side.
According to economic experts, this bill is going to ease inflationary pressures, lowering the cost of working families. 17 Nobel laureates in economics wrote a letter to me about 10 days ago saying this is going to bring inflation down, not up.
Biden plans to sign the bipartisan infrastructure bill into law next week. Meanwhile, efforts continue to bring the larger Build Back Better Act to a vote on the week of November 15th. Biden says with those two bills, the nation is set to make significant progress.
We're already in the midst of historic economic recovery. And thanks to those steps we're taking, very soon we're going to see the supply chain start catching up with demand. So not only will we see more record-breaking job growth, we'll see lower prices, faster deliveries as well. This work is going to be critical as we implement the infrastructure bill, as we continue to build the economy from the bottom up and the middle out by passing the Build Back Better plan. We need to unlock the full might and dynamism of our economy, guys, and of our people. I really mean it.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.